state senators and assembly members, as well as governors, have not received a pay hike since 1999, a streak of record-late budgets in the early 2000s, and more recently, a series of corruption scandals has made it politically difficult for lawmakers to vote for a pay raise. So, in 2015, they agreed with Governor Cuomo to set up a commission to study pay increases in order to remove the issue from day-to-day politics. But Governor Cuomo has been needling legislators about the issue since the summer, saying lawmakers' performance hasn't been great, pointing out that 29 legislators have been implicated in crimes, including both former legislative leaders who are facing stiff prison sentences for corruption. Cuomo says lawmakers need to appear before the commission publicly and make the case why they need more pay.
You have to say what you're doing or what you would do to justify that raise.
And the governor says those who have testified so far are against the pay raise.
A number of legislators publicly have been saying there shouldn't be a pay raise, and a number have said if there is a pay raise, we're not going to accept it.
In order to make a decision, the pay commission does not require any public testimony from lawmakers. They had been considering a proposal to raise base pay from $79,500 a year to around $113,000 a year or higher. Assembly appointee Roman Hedges at a September 22nd meeting said the amount is based on the rate of inflation over the past 17 years.
To me, that's a modest increase. I understand in the aggregate that that adds up to a big number because it's been a long time.
But some commissioners appointed by Governor Cuomo are expressing doubts. Fran Ryder, one of three of Cuomo's appointees, echoed the governor's request that lawmakers make a public plea. She says all the input that the commission has received has been against the pay raise.
Based on all we have heard, it is my opinion that there is no possible justification for this commission to recommend any legislative pay raise whatsoever.
The governor controls three of the seven appointees, and they have the power to stop a salary increase. Hedges, the assembly appointee, countered that the whole point of the commission is to make a decision without lawmakers having to express their opinions.
It was to depoliticize, and the fact that a number of people running for office, particularly non-incumbents, has said, gee, I'm against. Wow, that's exactly the grandstanding that I was hoping we could avoid.
Ryder answered that there's no realistic way that politics can be absent from any decision that the commission ultimately makes.
There was no way this was ever going to be totally non-political. It's too much of a hot-button issue.
The commission is also considering a pay raise for Governor Cuomo and his agency commissioners. Cuomo has already said publicly that his commissioners need to earn more. He says he's had trouble attracting top-quality candidates.
My salary structure is not competitive to get the kind of people we want in state government. So I'll go first. I'm going to argue to the commission that we have to pay commissioners more to get top-flight people.
Cuomo's budget director wrote a letter to the pay commission earlier this month outlining the governor's concerns. Under the proposal, the governor would get an increase to $263,000 a year, up from the current $179,000, and agency commissioners could receive up to $200,000. The pay commission will hold one more meeting in October. They're due to make a final decision on November 15th, 1 week after Election Day. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.